And now an update from agriculture to horticulture and everything in between from the Ohio State University Extension in the Grand Lake region. We still have a few producers that still need to get their soybeans planted here, and we start to approach June. There are some recommendations that we would make from Ohio State University for these late planted soybeans. So producers should be trying to stay within normal range of maturities until about the middle of June. Really, once we get past June 15th, both the very early and very full season maturity beans are just becoming less favorable for us to be planting. And then as we also start to look every week into June, we're going to want to increase our plant population about 5 to 10% per week. So basically increase our seeding rates. Definitely should be about 180 to 200,000 as we start to look at this late planted soybeans. Essentially what we have is a shorter growing season, and that's going to be fewer main stems, fewer branch nodes. And so to kind of offset that, we're going to increase that population to get more plants per area. This also goes into the same kind of concept of for our soybeans to plant in narrow rows, 15-inch, 7.5-inch spacing. These kind of narrow rows are going to allow those plants to canopy to fill in a little quicker, shade the ground quicker, really maximize the light that they're going to get, and hopefully shade out some of our weed competition that way, and just be able to really utilize what we can. So as farmers are looking at what they can do, those would be our recommendations for late planted soybeans, and you can find more information from our corn newsletter that we put out every Tuesday. As other farmers are going and they have their fields planted, they're maybe heading out to do some stand counts to see maybe if they need to look at some replant conditions or not. And we would encourage farmers to maybe take this time and look at their SCN counts, their soybean cyst nematodes. We are pleased to announce, with the support of the Ohio Soybean Council, OSU Extension is offering soybean growers the opportunity to submit up to 2 samples free of charge to our soybean path and nematology lab down in Columbus for SCN testing. Really, this is a good time for folks to sample for soybean cyst nematode because they might be able to see if that SCN is present and what levels exist. As we start to see those levels, we can identify the areas that are at risk and start to implement the appropriate management strategies to protect our soybeans. So if you want and you're out going and doing some stand counts, go ahead and collect some samples, maybe for soil fertility. At the same time, go ahead and collect some samples for SCN testing. For more information, you're welcome to contact your county OSU Extension office. We'd be happy to assist with those soybean cyst nematode sample collections, or to teach you how to properly sample. And you can submit those samples to our office and we'll get them to the lab in Columbus. That way you can figure out if soybean cyst nematodes are a problem in your fields. We encourage all producers to go to agcrops.osu.edu for up-to-date information and to read our corn newsletter. The corn newsletter gets put out every Tuesday and is filled with information that's from research to growing conditions to what the farmers and producers and extension professionals are seeing across the industry in Ohio.